and good evening to you. Well, believe it or not, this is our last night of Bible study together for this year. And when I say year, it's the fiscal Bible study year from September to now April. We were just talking earlier how for some reason every year it seems to get shorter and shorter. I try to go with Pastor Mark's schedule and I try to get done before he does, and he keeps moving it. It's like it's April and we're already at our end. So next week is your last time in your group, so if you have been in a group, I encourage you to make time for that so that you can all celebrate together and enjoy one another's fellowship one last time. The year went by very fast, but we have some great things this summer. I don't know if you grabbed one of these on your way in, but you can grab one on your way out that explains some summer workshops and some Bible studies. So it's something for everyone. We have some fun practical workshops, one a week for 2 months, and then some ongoing Bible studies. We also, as I mentioned before, we have our Merry Heart Night in June. There should be information in that women's loungy area before you walk in all the way. It's a very fun night. So if whether you have talent or no talent, it doesn't matter. It will be comical. Not if you're really good, but not many of us are. So the whole thing is to have a merry heart and to laugh. So get your information, get signed up so that you can share your talent or non-talent with us. It has been fun the years past. Okay, so our theme this year has been from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. We have titled it Rooted and Growing in the Lord. So God's purpose for us this year was just that, and therefore our purpose was that we would address these topics so for the purpose of learning and growing in Him. As we listen to Bible studies, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday nights, during the week, as we listen to them, it helps us learn the Word of God, and it helps us learn more about God's heart, who He is, and His love, and His grace toward us, and His desire, His will for us. It teaches us to listen, to hear for His voice as He speaks to us, and it gives us Bible truths to think on, to meditate on, and just to talk over with Him. And I hope that we've all do that, and we've done it more and more as we sit and we listen to these Bible studies, because it all gives us that opportunity to grow as we take those things that He's spoken to us and we apply them to our lives, and then we obey Him and what He's telling us to do. And it's a wonderful thing. We had 13 Bible studies by 7 different teachers and 13 different topics since we began in September. Now, we may not be able to remember all the topics, this is your first night, but remember even 4 topics or whatever it might be. Or we may not have remembered exactly what was said, what was the point, The important thing is, can we look at our lives back in September, in October, in November, December, January, February, March, and today, and to see growth? Have we grown? I hope so. I mean, that's our aim for all of us every day, is that we grow and that we grow closer to Him today than we were yesterday. And these Bible studies help us to do that. You know what else helps us to do that? Talking about them. Talking about what we have learned. I personally really like to do that, and I'm not in a group, so I don't get to do that. But I like to talk. If the Lord teaches me something, or you know, He speaks to me during my quiet time, or that type of thing, it's like when I talk to somebody about it, I'm processing it with the Lord at the same time, and it goes deeper and deeper. And those discussion groups that we have, that's what they're designed to do also. You get to talk about it. I mean, some of us have nobody to talk to about it. Maybe our husband isn't saved, or he doesn't want to hear about it, or maybe we live alone and there's nobody to talk about. I talk to my doggies when I am alone, but you know, it's just nice to have a face and nice to be in a group. So that's, we learn and grow in that too. So tonight I want to do a very brief review, hoping and praying that it will bring to our remembrance at least one thing the Lord spoke to us during that particular Bible study with that particular topic. Or if you weren't here on that one, just listening to what I'm going to share will speak to you. It's, you know, it's possible. The Lord, He is a God of miracles. He does miracles every day in our lives. So I know that sometimes it's hard to identify exactly what I'm learning, what He's speaking to me, or to articulate that, to put it into words, what He's done in our heart. If you can't do that, that's fine. Just as long as you know, I'm not the same person I was before that. He did something, I don't know what He did, Lord, help me. Help me and go for a walk with Him and ask Him and process with Him out loud. It's always helped me. But God is always speaking to us, always. It's whether we are listening or not. I mean, yes, He can have silent times in our lives to teach us what He wants to teach us through that. But most of the time, He's going to be speaking to us. Psalm 121, 3 and 4 says that He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, He who keeps you shall neither slumber nor sleep. He's always active. He is always at work in our lives. He sees everything. The Bible tells us, Psalm 139, that He knows our thoughts from afar off. Before they even get in here, He knows what they are. He doesn't miss a thing. He doesn't even blink. Now, when we blink, it is possible that we're going to miss something. He doesn't even blink. He doesn't miss a thing. He wants to work. Philippians 1, whatever it is, that He who began a good work in you shall complete it. Okay, He started a good work in us. He wants to complete it. Therefore, He's working every day. And it seems like the closer we get to Him returning, the more He's teaching us and wanting us to grow to get us ready for heaven. So it's important for us, and I am at the top of that list, to slow down, to reflect, and then to praise Him for what He's done. Slowing down in the pace of our society is not easy. And we come on Sundays, we hear very good messages. How often do we stand up and start talking and we have already forgotten what the Lord spoke to us? And so we have these types of opportunities to sit and remember, reflect. I'm a very reflective person in terms of I go back, and maybe not at the moment, but later I will go back and think through it. I enjoyed this because to me, last September was about 150 years ago. So much has happened. So it's really hard to remember. But as I sat and I went through each one of the topics, and what I did is I asked the women, I mean, there were seven different people teaching, 13, so, and I was the one person who taught many. I wanted them to just summarize their point in the teaching, because I know me, and what I would do is, as I was remembering, I would just start writing down what the Lord speaks to me. And I want you to be reminded of what they brought forth and not me. So a lot of times I'm going to be reading what they sent me. And this will be a short time so that we can spend time fellowshipping and maybe talking to each other about what the Lord taught us. You were given that handout at the door, and all you need to do is just, if you can, just jot down one thing the Lord spoke to you during that study, or what he's speaking to you right tonight. I am going to also say the month that these, I'm going to start in order because I just like to be orderly. And then I like to look at, for me, it may not work for you, but then I like, September. Ah, that happened, and this happened, and that happened. And that's what he spoke to me. And it just helps me when I know the month. You know, so if I went out of order, it would just not be in order in my head. So we started off in September with the first message out of Hebrews 1 and 2, about us pressing on. Okay, wait a minute. Somebody like me messed my order up. Oh, gosh. Out of order. I do really well with schedules and order. Okay, Hebrews 1 and 2, and this is the one that I taught. I need to read my notes. We talked about the importance of laying aside all the sin and all the weight in our lives because it slows down our growth. And we spoke about looking unto Jesus, who is the one who gave us that example of endurance, of perseverance, so that we can keep running this race and growing in him. I remember, I don't remember exactly what was going on in the world, but I remember it was a real heavy time, and that it was just very important to keep our eyes, it's always important, but at that particular time, maybe it was just for me, keep our eyes on the Lord and to keep running. And I also said, keep breathing. You're going to get through it. You're going to push through. You're going to go move on. You're not just going to push through. You're going to do it triumphantly. And then Cindy Fulton brought forth a message, which I thought was very good, very relevant for us. She shared about how the world is very vocal about what it believes. And I think at that time, in the months prior, there was a lot of the world speaking their agendas and pushing their agendas. I think it's lightened up, actually. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that it has. But she brought forth that we need to know what the Lord says, what the Bible says about those agendas, those ideas, those beliefs that the world has, such as abortion, homosexuality, sexual intimacy outside of marriage, transgenderism, and on and on and on. So that we know what does the Bible say, so that we are around people who are bringing up those subjects, that we can speak with knowledge about them. And she also said it's important that we know what God says in His Word about the cultural and moral issues we face, so that we can speak the truth in love. She gave a few great examples in that too. Then moving into October, we talked about walking in the Spirit, the importance of saying yes to God, to His Spirit leading us, to learning and recognizing His Spirit leading us, and to say no to ourselves, our desires, our fleshly desires, our those things that don't match the Word of God, an attitude, a belief, or whatever it might be, that we would be mindful every day to put on the Lord Jesus so that we don't make any provision for the flesh, that we would be being filled with the Holy Spirit so that His fruit, love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, self-control, all of those things will then flow out of our lives. Glenda gave a Bible study on prayer, loving God and others through prayer. I remember that one really impacted me. Glenda reminded us that we are commanded to pray for all people. True prayers of supplication and intercession seek God's glory, not our own. Our prayers should always be an expression of love to the Father and each other, a means of drawing close to God, a sign of dependence on Him, and our trust in Him. It's been said that intercessory prayers may be defined as loving our neighbor on our knees. I like that a lot. That's a good it's a good thing to write down and to read often, loving our neighbors on our knees. And then we can have that confidence as we express our love for God and others through our prayers. In November, Cindy Lester taught on the peace of God. She brought out that we experience God's peace as we learn to hear His voice, to know His voice. We can hear His voice speak to us in Scripture while listening to a sermon, when we are in prayer and in our time of worship. Sometimes through friends or church family, and as we go about our daily living for Him. And hopefully we've all grown in our hearing, recognizing when God speaks to us. And because it's an exciting thing when He speaks and we hear and we know. It's like, wow, thank you. And then Tracy, she brought forth from many scriptures that Jesus is the living Word of God, and that is beautiful. Beautiful. He's the living Word of God, that He dwells within us by His Spirit. He upholds and empowers us to know and to seek him, and it is his word that it is through his word that we come to know him more deeply. In December, we talked about having that personal relationship, that quiet time, devotional life, whatever we call it, but that personal relationship with Jesus. The emphasis was, again, that personal relationship, and that it is the most important relationship we have. It should be the most important relationship, and that we need to cultivate it, giving that relationship the priority it deserves. And maybe that Bible study, God spoke to you and said, I want you to spend more time with me. And maybe you obeyed, and maybe you've grown because of that. First of the year, in January, Daria brought forth a message on the heart of a servant. She reminded us that we are servants, and a servant's heart first must have accepted the call to follow Christ and be established, secure in knowing she is his daughter and he is her Lord and Master, that her heart must be presented to the Lord regularly to let him search and clean it. She must seek him and his direction. Her heart must be free of anything that would keep her from serving well, such as hardness, unforgiveness, distractions. Her heart must be guarded by God's peace. A servant's heart must be continually growing in love for God and love for people. You know, and as I'm reviewing these things, I'm seeing how they've just kind of just all meshed together. We're all talking about growing. We're all talking about our personal relationship with the Lord, hearing him, learning to be led by him. Then in February, she spoke about growing in love and compassion, and we looked at Jesus and how Jesus interacted with people, which is interesting because Damien just started a new series on how Jesus interacts with people. And I mean, he just started, and then we're having our guest speaker this Sunday. I can't wait for him to move on and look at these individual encounters Jesus had with people. Jesus was always loving and always compassionate, and we need to grow in making allowances for one another and giving the benefit of the doubt. And I hope that we have done that, loving others with God's unconditional love. And then Cindy Fulton again gave a message, a life of simplicity. And she, these are my words, gave us a biblical challenge, because listening to that, I was challenged by that. To live a life of simplicity in this fast-paced and complicated world. And she shared ways to slow down and live more simply. She gave good examples on that, making God number one, seeking him first, and then letting everything else fall into place. And then in March, Glenda gave a message on sharing our faith. She reminded us that God has given every believer something to share. That's a good point. We all have something to share. And he has uniquely blessed each person who has placed their faith in him with their own spiritual gifts, experiences, and abilities to fulfill their part in the Great Commission. I had remembered this as being very encouraging, where a lot of times you can go to a chair, your faith kind of thing, and you're feeling like, oh no, oh no, you know, but this is very encouraging. You're you, God will use you, you have a walk with him. See, I'm trying not to do this, what I'm just doing right now. I'm trying just to read what they wrote. We are to share Christ through our words, actions, attitudes, and love for others. Sharing our faith is sharing the new life we now live in Christ. Sharing our testimony is how he came to know Jesus, how we came to know Jesus, and the difference that he makes in our life, what he means to us personally, and that we need to trust God knows how to use what he has given us to share. Then we talked just recently now, surrendering to God's will. We talked about the things that hinder us or might hinder us in surrendering to his will, and about the blessings and the beauties of surrender. That God's will, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. And then the last message was Suzanne Achard gave, The Trail of Trials. She talked about how being in a trial is like hiking on a trail. She gave several word pictures and tips to help us remember to keep the trial in perspective. We are to keep moving forward, realizing that trials are training us. In trials, we can experience treasure and triumph as we walk by faith. So even for me, who sat down and was thinking about this and writing the things out, as I'm speaking this to you, I am remembering things that the Lord spoke to me and that I tried not to share with you because that's not what it's about. But I hope that happened to you. I hope you went on that little journey and remembered, oh yeah, that's right, because sometimes we can say, oh, yes, Lord, oh, look at what you're speaking to me. And then life happens. And, you know, it can be very hard at times and crazy at times. And then you get down 3 months and then you remember, oh, or you find that scrap of paper with your notes on it, like, oh, that's right. He was speaking to me, and I was going to do this, and then I didn't because life happened. So it's just so good to sit and to remember, to reflect. So hopefully you were able to write at least one thing down under each of those Bible study titles, or maybe something new that he spoke to you. But his word never returns void. So if you sat and listened to a Bible study, it's in there. The word of God is in there. And we just have to give him time to bring that up and then act on it, obey, and do what he says. And always take time to praise him, to thank him for the good work that he started in us and that he has continued to bring forth and he will complete. So we're going to close in a song just to give him praise and just to thank him for all those great lessons he taught us.